President Obama's choices for two Pentagon jobs have had their hearing before the Senate. Dr. Kathleen Hicks is nominee for Principal Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Policy. Derek Chollet is the nominee for Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Affairs. Dr. Hicks was a career DOD official for 13 years, then spent several years at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Mr. Chollet's also been at CSIS, along with the Center for a New American Security and the Brookings Institution. He's currently Senior Director for Strategic Planning for the National Security Staff at the White House. He served as Principal Deputy Director in the Office of Policy Planning at the State Department from 2009 to 2011. Some highlights this afternoon from their confirmation hearing, including testimony from Dr. Hicks about how she sees the role to which she has been nominated.
Senator, the lives of Americans today are influenced more than ever by events beyond this country's borders, and the need for American leadership in the world has never been greater. If confirmed, I will work closely with Congress and this committee to advance U.S. national security interests. I will look to assist the Undersecretary of Defense for Policy and the Secretary of Defense in building and maintaining strong defense relationships around the globe, preventing crises where possible, and preparing for crises when necessary, and ensuring alignment of DoD activities and programs with strategic guidance. I will also place a high priority on assisting the Undersecretary of Defense for Policy in the day-to-day leadership of the OSD Policy Organization, upholding its hallmark standards of excellence, integrity, and responsiveness. The U.S. military is only one instrument in our holistic national security approach, but it is a key instrument. If confirmed, I pledge to provide policy advice and guidance that advances Secretary Panetta's first key strategic principle for the Department of Defense: to maintain the world's best military. Mr. Chairman, Senator McCain, members of the committee, thank you for considering my nomination, and I look forward to your questions.
That's Dr. Kathleen Hicks, nominee to become Principal Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Policy. This hearing in the Senate Armed Services Committee on Thursday. Also hearing, Derek Chollet, he is the nominee to be Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Affairs.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, America's national security interests covered by the position of ISA in Europe, the Middle East, and Africa are as profound as they are vast. From ensuring that the transatlantic alliance remains strong, to strengthening Israel's security, to preventing Iran from developing a nuclear weapon, to seizing the opportunities and meeting the threats stemming from the Arab Spring, to working with NATO to ensure a steady transition in Afghanistan, to developing deeper partnerships with African states to meet shared interests, the United States must play a central role. If confirmed, I look forward to working with this committee and the Congress as a whole to address these challenges and seize the genuine opportunities these issues present. Mr. Chairman, 20 years ago this spring, I had one of my first experiences in Washington as an intern on your personal staff. And if I recall, I assisted your staff with research on the CFE Treaty. Since then, I have had the opportunity and privilege to work closely with several of our country's foremost national security leaders, such as former Secretary of State James Baker, former Secretary of State Warren Christopher, and Ambassador Richard Holbrooke. From them and many others, I learned not just by experience, but by their example, of the importance of public service, of a deep belief in bipartisanship, and the conviction that American leadership remains indispensable to helping solve global problems. Mr. Chairman, if confirmed, I'll make every effort to live up to the confidence placed in me and the excellence demonstrated by our men and women in uniform around the world every day. Thank you, and I look forward to your questions.
Derek Chollet is the President's nominee to become Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Affairs, a hearing of the Senate Armed Services Committee on Thursday. Now, typically, a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing includes any number of senators asking questions. At this one, it was just the Chairman, Carl Levin of Michigan, and the ranking member, Senator McCain. Senator Levin explaining at the beginning of the hearing that due to circumstances he couldn't control, a number of the subcommittees of the Armed Services Committees were holding hearings at the same time. He did ask Dr. Hicks a question about Afghanistan.
Dr. Hicks, about the Afghan security forces. This is an important issue for us, and as I mentioned, four of us have sent a letter to the president about this matter because we are concerned about the announcement or statement by our general over in Afghanistan that we're going to, or that more accurately, the Afghan security forces are going to be decreased in number after 2014 from 352,000 to 230,000, which is a reduction of one-third. And that was based on saying that basically it was an affordability issue. Now, we think that the right approach is to wait until a later point when we know a number of things. Number one, what the circumstances are on the ground, because transfer of the responsibility for security to the Afghan forces is really the key part of the mission in Afghanistan, because they are in the position to defeat the insurgency with our support. And that's the ongoing success that's going to be achieved in Afghanistan. So this announcement or statement relative to reductions, we thought, those of us who sent this letter, myself, Senator McCain, Senator Lieberman, Senator Graham, that announcement we thought was very premature. So let me ask you, Dr. Hicks, about your views on that subject.
Senator, I'm not familiar with the statement that you're drawing from. What I can tell you is I agree completely with your statement that we should have a conditions-based approach to our way ahead, and to my knowledge, no decisions have yet been made, certainly on U.S. force levels following 2014. I do think that as we look ahead, and if confirmed, I would certainly look to make this a priority. We should be thinking very hard about how the sustainability of the force for Afghanistan can be assured into the future. Part of that is cost for the Afghanis, but it is not the only factor, and I would look forward to working with this committee if confirmed.
Cost not just for the Afghanis, but also the cost for the coalition, NATO, and ourselves in terms of sustaining is going to be one factor, but it surely should not determine, number one, what the size of that Afghan force is, and secondly, compared to the current cost of our presence in Afghanistan, being able to have an Afghan army and police that is able to do the job would really be a bargain. Would you not agree?
I do agree.